Good morning. This is our precept Bible study, and this is from Roland Springs Baptist Church. I want to welcome each of you as we begin our second study in the second letter of Corinthians. And we studied previously the entire book of 1 Corinthians that was written by Paul. So now we are beginning today with lesson 1 of 2 Corinthians. So let us begin today in prayer. Heavenly Father, God of all, sovereign over all, Lord of lords and King of kings, we want to come to you giving you praise and honor and glory this day. And we need you to guide us, lead us, and teach us through your Holy Spirit. So I pray as we study that we will put all things of the world aside and just put our thoughts upon you and our eyes upon Jesus. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, for those that may first be joining with Precept Bible Study, as we study each book, we always begin our study as the first lesson, as what we call an overview. And an overview is a big picture. And to get that big picture, this first study, you're to read the entire book of 2 Corinthians. That's the overview. And we'll discuss today an overview by taking chapter by chapter and just doing a review of the main points in each chapter, but not the details, because we're going to do that as we go from lesson to lesson. So let us look at first chapter 1, of 2 Corinthians. We learned in this chapter, of course, that Paul is the author, and he says, Timothy, our brother. And then we learn that the letter, the epistle written of 2 Corinthians, was written to the church at Corinth and to the saints throughout Achaia. They were the recipients of the letter. So the letter, written to the Corinthians, they wanted them to understand, Paul did, the confidence and the pride that they should have for each other. And he had intended, Paul had been to Corinth at one time. He had pastored the church there. And now he was not there. And he's writing this letter, and he's telling them that he intends to come back to Corinth. And then he planned to go on to Judea. But that didn't happen. He didn't go because he wanted to spare them. And as we study, we'll understand what he wanted to spare them of. And then the chapter ends with encouragement. Paul said that the Corinthians were standing firm in their faith, and that was very important. Now let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and we'll see how it continues from chapter 1. It's still a part of Paul's explanation of why he didn't go to Corinth. He didn't want to cause them sorrow again by another painful visit. And he had written to them before, and the result was about their sorrow and their pain. And those of us that have studied this know that there was a lot of disputing and disagreeing in the church. And Paul had to address this because the things that the evil and things that were in the church was not dealing with it. And so Paul had to bring this before them, and it brought sorrow. And Paul had gotten to Troas, but he didn't find Titus. And Titus had gone to Corinth. So it seems that Paul was waiting for Titus's report from Corinth before he wanted to visit him. So he went to Macedonia instead of what he had planned. You know, sometimes we make plans to go somewhere or to do something, but God has other plans for us that He wants to use us. So I'm sure that this was in God's plan. Now let's look at chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians. And what does this chapter tell us about Paul, Timothy, and the Corinthians? It begins with questions about letters of commendation. For some reason, they were placed before the church in a respect that they did not have commendations, and others had come and they had commendations. So we learned that in this chapter that they were questions about why that Paul hadn't brought or sent letters of commendation. Now look at chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, and let's see what happens or what you learned as you read through this book. In chapter 4, we found that it contains a list of things which happened to Paul and Timothy. And then he talks about death, Paul does, and life in Christ. And it begins and ends with, "We do not lose heart." Paul was encouraging them to say that because of the bad things that happen, you can't lose heart. You have to hold fast to the Word of God and trust in Him. So now let's look at chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians. And what does this chapter say about Paul and Timothy and the Corinthians? Looking at verse 12, we learn that it refers to some that were there that took pride in appearance instead of heart. They were only taking pride in themselves. But it seems that Paul addressed this problem at Corinth and Achaia. So let's go on now and look at chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians. What is the problem that we found as we looked at this chapter? It seems that someone or something had caused the Corinthians to doubt Paul's sincerity or his concern for them, or doubt his authority in the Lord. They were questioning Paul for his authority, and this chapter also lists of what he had gone through for his ministry to them. And Paul said that his and Timothy's heart were open wide to the Corinthians. And then he told them that they were constrained in their own affections, not by Paul and Timothy. So this chapter ends with a caution about being bound with unbelievers. And now let's look further at chapter 7 of 2 Corinthians. Verse 2 asks for the Corinthians to make room in their hearts for Paul and Timothy. These Corinthians had wronged and they had corrupted and took advantage of those, but Paul and Timothy had not wronged or corrupted or took advantage of no one. So somehow these were things threatening the Corinthians church. And then he goes on to tell what happened when he got to Macedonia and heard Titus's report. Remember that we will go into full discussion of each chapter as we break down chapter by chapter as we study this book, this epistle that Paul wrote. Now let's look at 8 and 9. These chapters were supporting the saints in their giving because they had been faithful in their giving to other churches. So Paul told the Corinthians that he was boasting to the Macedonians about what the Corinthians had wanted to do. So that's what we find in chapters 8 and 9. Now let's look at chapters 10. Chapter 10 of 2 Corinthians. What is the change that we found in chapter 10 of Paul's mood? And why? Why the change? We see that the mood changes from chapter 9 of rejoicing and encouragement to serve or to make a difference. It went from rejoicing and encouragement to severe in this chapter. He addressed what some were saying about him, and some were commending themselves, and Paul and Timothy were commended by God, and they were the ones who took the gospel to the Corinthians, and they were not commending themselves. They were giving the glory to God because that it was God that sent them and that he had given them the message, and they were not taking any credit for themselves. So going on now to chapter 11, what does this chapter say about Paul, Timothy, and the Corinthians? Paul continued to explain about his relationship with the Corinthians as opposed to the relationship with others, apparently claiming apostleship that he had with them. And there are false prophets, we know, that are Satan's servants, and they deceive. And Paul reminded the Corinthians of what he had been there and taken no advantage of them. And then he presented some of his credentials as a true apostle in this chapter. He said he was boasting and claimed it as foolishness, but he was explaining the difference in his love for the Corinthians and those who were trying to deceive them. So Paul was saying that these that are among you that are bringing all of these things to you that are false, they are not bringing the true message, but we as Christ's disciples, apostles, are bringing you the true message, and we're not trying to deceive you. Now let's go on and look at chapter 12, and let's see about the relationship from this chapter. Paul was ready to visit Corinth a third time, and he wanted it to be a pleasant visit. But if necessary, he would deal with any unrepentant sin. Paul said, I want to come to you because I love you, and I want to be there with you and fellowship with you. But there may be some unrepentant sins that I will have to deal with when I come. Paul was always encouraging and commending, but at the same time, if there was sin among them, Paul wasn't afraid to remind them and to deal with that. Now we come to the last chapter in 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and we see how that Paul ends this letter. He continued to deal with any problems before going to Corinth the third time, and he called the Corinthians to test themselves to see if they were truly saved. And he closed this letter with encouraging words in verses 11 through 14. And I want to read those verses. This is in the 13th chapter of 2 Corinthians. And this is how he closed the letter. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So, what then do you think, based on just the highlights that we've gone through and the discussion, are the reasons that Paul wrote the letter? They are about six things or five things that would be the reason that he wrote the letter. One thing, the first thing, he wrote it to offer comfort. They needed encouragement and comfort. And then second, he wrote it to explain his change of plans of why that he wasn't coming at that time. And third, he wrote it to comfort what some were saying, not to comfort, to confront what some were saying about him. And then he wrote it forth to encourage the collection for the saints. And then he also wrote it to challenge sin and testing to see if they were truly saved. And so, actually, the highlight then of the main reason we see in chapter 13, verse 10, Paul gives his reason. For this reason, I am writing these things while absent, so that when present, I need not use severity in accordance with the authority which the Lord gave me for building up and for not tearing down. So we see that Paul's reason was to encourage the church and not tear down, but also he wanted them to deal with any sins that were in the church that would keep the church from growing in the grace of the Lord Jesus. So we have quite a challenge before us in these next 13 chapters of the second book of Corinthians. And I pray that each of us will be prayerful as we study. Remember, before you begin to study the Word of God, always pray and ask for His guidance and ask for Him to teach and to instill His Word into your being that you may live it out. Let us close now in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you inspired men, these men, that wrote down your word. It was all inspired by you. It's written by your finger. And I pray, Father, that it will stir our hearts, that we will see your plan, that you want each of us as believers to spread your word, to live out your word, to be obedient to your word, and to give you all the praise and honor. I ask it now in the name of Jesus. Amen.